Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2022. This morning I will talk about mass shootings. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Merciful Father, all glory, honor, and power are yours, for you formed us and created us in your image. Forgive our decentered and sinful existence. Refocus our lives on you so that we might prosper and live a holy life. Thank you for the example of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived a sinless life, died on a cross for our sins, and was raised in glory for our salvation. In the power of your Holy Spirit, guide and protect us in these troubled times. Place your image ever before us so that we might share our blessings with those around us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. No problem in American society is more vexing than the mass shootings that came after the Columbine High School massacre on August 20, 1999, where 15 people died, a dozen students, a teacher, and the two shooters. What are we to make of these events? A database compiled by the Washington Post of school shootings since Columbine reports 185 students, educators, and others killed in 337 schools, with the median age of shooters being 16 years old. From 2009 to 2021, there were 277 mass shootings in the United States, resulting in 1,565 people shot and killed and 947 people shot and wounded. More than half, that is 53%, of mass shootings took place in private homes and were related to domestic violence. 81% of the mass shootings involved a handgun, but the ones involving assault-type weapons resulted in more casualties. At least 4 points can be made in working towards defining the problem of mass shootings. First, automatic weapons have been in the public domain in the United States of America since the 1920s. It is only since Columbine that we've had a problem with frequent mass shooting events. What has changed is primarily us, not the availability of guns, consistent with the usual assumption of personal responsibility for one's actions. Second, the majority of shooters are male, usually young men, who often spend most of their time playing violent video games. Third, mass shootings are an irrational act of self-destruction, suicide by police. Even when body armor is used, the shooter's life is not expected to improve. The overwhelming desire to draw attention to self in spite of dire consequences suggests that mass shootings have a direct connection to the media response. Fourth, mass shootings in the United States have no overt political or monetary incentive, as might be true in other countries. The motive for these shootings is psychological, although a racial or other prejudice may sometimes be cited. None of these observations are particularly unique. The psychological motive for mass shootings suggests a connection with family systems analysis, which views the family, broadly defined, as an emotional unit. When a young person acts out in family systems theory, we generally go looking for stress elsewhere in the family system. For example, when adults in the family are not getting along, the kids act out. When the adults reconcile, the kid problem frequently resolves itself. The problem of adulting, delaying the advent of adulthood, overlays the problem of mass shootings because adolescent behavior persists beyond the usual age milestones when people mature. Thus, a 40-year-old may behave like a kid acting out. If we view the country as a family system, we are clearly experiencing serious stress. The economy is not performing well for most people, as we see declining standards of living, declining life expectancy, and declining fertility rates. Poor economic performance is often directly associated with domestic violence. On top of these long-term issues, we have the COVID pandemic. Family systems act like a home plumbing system that bursts at the weakest point when water pressure is raised. Stress finds a home in the weakest link in the family system, which is often our young men. A water system with too much pressure cannot be fixed by replacing particular joints. The problem simply moves to the next weakest joint. The fix comes in lowering the pressure. If the underlying problem in mass shootings is us, then we have an adaptive problem, not a technical problem. We know how to solve a technical problem. Work harder, allocate more budget, pass a law. Adaptive problems require that we change who we are, which is harder and takes more time, because the focus shifts to formational activities. Adaptive problems require changes in how we form the character of our children, because change is harder for adults. It is important to recognize that formation can be either good or bad. The key to recognizing formational activity is repetition. Gaming is a formational activity, like practicing layups in basketball, until it becomes instinctive, what we call muscle memory. Children play games to learn how to succeed as adults. We send our kids to Sunday school, summer camps, and music teachers to offer them good formation. Bad formation occurs when we set infants in front of the television rather than play with them, or let our teenagers hide in their rooms playing video games. The sad truth is that defending our families against declining standards of living by working harder has led us to many of these problems. Because mass shooters care a lot about their public perception, the treatment by media outlets is significant in managing the incentive to shoot. Ironically, the usual focus on banning handguns and assault weapons often increases sales of such weapons, and it feeds potential shooters' obsession with these weapons. Acting out in mass shootings is a sign of weakness, not strength, so enhancing the aura of power around the event and the instruments could be counterproductive. This is not to say that modest improvements in gun laws and regulations would not have reduced the death toll in some of these mass shooting events. Raising the age to purchase an assault rifle to 21 would have, for example, prevented the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, in the Topps Friendly Market store in Buffalo, New York, because both shooters were 18 years old. However, concentrating our energy on legal fixes that do not address underlying incentives is not necessarily the best use of our time and energy. It may simply reflect our own inadequacies and power obsessions. Dealing with the adaptive problem suggests the need to increase our capacity to deal with society's stressors. If declining standards of living, life expectancies, and fertility rates are putting stress on the family system, then it is important to focus on these problems. If young men have poor problem-solving and social skills because they play too many video games, then we need to dial back on the gaming and teach problem-solving and social skills. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.